Today on VFN TV, we're going to have the head of Google, chairman of Google, Eric Schmidt. We're also going to have Jared Kushner, the son-in-law of the president. And we're going to have Elon Musk, the founder of SpaceX. And we're going to have Dolly Parton. That's right. Today on VFN TV, we're going to be talking about the globalization and automation that can't be stopped. Our medical records, they're wanting to put them all on digital. Driverless cars by 2019 taking over, 200% smarter or greater, more safer than regular drivers. And the VFN KB success secret from Dolly Parton that readers, leaders are readers. Right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and of course, joining us is John Ramos.
Hello.
Again, we like to be able to say how important it is for you to join us, you know, our community. We're doing this thing together. Your comments are so blessing us. They're so encouraging us. Your emails, you know, continue to write to us, you know, and let us know.
Absolutely.
There's quite often sometimes something you might want to hear. But, you know, for over five years, you know, we've had this opportunity to be able to come to you and to be a part of this thing. It's just amazing, isn't it?
Whenever you get a chance, go to VFNKB.com and check events, because we always have webinars and things of that nature. You want to sign up for them, and this is, gives you an opportunity to stay connected and get the latest information that we're sharing.
You know, I want to be able to tell you that, you know, this globalization, people are, you know, saying they're against globalization. The church is a global, you know, body, a global church, and that, you know, God wants us to reach everyone, but there's an economy too and these other things going on. And so people are against globalization, some people for globalization, but if you look at where everything is made, when you look at where it's made,
it's here.
It's made all over the world. Yeah, it's here. But Eric Schmidt, the head chairman of CEO in the Alphabet company, he's being interviewed and he's talking about globalization. And he said that, because the big thing is about jobs, you know, and our President Donald Trump is bringing great jobs in, he's bringing companies in, which is totally contrary to where globalists want to do, because they want to basically replace employment with technology and then, you know, figure out something to do with human beings. But God's created us to work. But this is Eric Schmidt. This whole interview is pretty awesome, but we're going to show you just a piece of it where Eric Schmidt's saying, listen, the argument really is you can't stop globalization. You can't stop automation, which is like AI, artificial intelligence. It's got to be educated to be able to get jobs. As a matter of fact, check it out.
That you have two forces that are going to govern much of what's going to happen in the future. The first is globalization, which we're not going to repeal. And the second one is automation, which we're not going to repeal. And if you look, these problems are ultimately cast in political systems in the West, and I think eventually globally, as jobs problems. And the solution to jobs problems, in my view, is education, right? Education at many levels in many different ways, which we can discuss. I don't see another solution to this. It's absolutely true, as Peter says, that these gems, if you will, and you were nice enough to call those companies, describe them so well, they're not employing enough people.
This is so important. When you're looking at this, these guys are gathering all this data, you know, and data is, if you can find out what to do with data, and we talked about that before.
Yeah.
We have a great program in regards to, we're talking about this particular movie called Her. We're talking about how technology works and how when you push a button on your computer, on the internet, it travels the entire world, spins around, comes back through New York, swings back to your computer again, and just a mega...
A blink.
And so for your internet at all to use it, it's global. As a matter of fact, Netflix is reported using 1/3 of all capacity of all that's used out there. They use 1/3 of it that's going on.
Eric Schmidt was talking about this globalization and these jobs. He's so true. The key is going to be education, because I just saw a video where a robot is flipping burgers.
Oh, yeah.
The idea is to keep educating people so they can do, you know, more intellectual things.
Well, you think about it, there was the farmers at one time, and it took a long time for this to happen, where, you know, agriculture was like 70-80%, and it went down to like 2% today, something like that.
It's 2% of,
and so, but it took a long time, but this is not going to take a long time. This is actually happening rapidly, and you can't stop it because of the leaders and the people that are in the corporate area are pushing that way, and God told us it's going to go this way. The question is, you know, what do we do with the time that we have? The time is obviously always limited. We have a particular lifespan. It's called a vapor in the book of James. But also, you just don't know how much time you have this awesome opportunity to be able to reach the world. Because of you, our VFNKB partners, that we're standing together in our community, we're reaching all 196 countries and seven territories in the world, because good things can happen as well. But this is kind of odd what's taking place here. We want to show you that Jared Kushner, he's the son-in-law and also the advisor to President Donald Trump. He's the son-in-law of President Trump. He's the husband of Ivanka.
Ivanka. And it's interesting that we don't hear much from him. But when he does speak, like you're about to hear now, the topic that he talks about is...
And one of the fixes for VA, because VA was being neglected, you know, for the vets, was to take the medical records, and put it in with the federal government records, and therefore they're not different databases. Well, it was very helpful. But now they're talking about taking everybody's medical information and making it public, which means if somebody breaks into that data, they're going to know everything about you. So much for the HIPAA law when you think about that. Listen to Jared Kushner talk about this very thing. And the word he's going to mention, don't worry about it, we're going to talk about this new word. What's the key word?
Interoperability.
Yeah, that's a big word that means they're going to take your data. Check it out.
Data is transforming every aspect of our lives, and its impact on health innovation is just beginning to be felt. Every form a patient fills out and every bit of information gleaned by doctors, nurses, and specialists is useful in building out a plan of treatment or care. Yet all too often that data is siloed. Patients go from clinic to clinic, unable to access or transmit that data to allow other providers to see the full picture of one's health. For many, navigating a course of care is time consuming and often as burdensome as the ailment itself. The time is now to align every facet of the federal government and the private sector to ensure information is communicated and shared seamlessly. Simply put, interoperability is about our shared bottom line, saving lives.
He had no idea. We're going to Google the definition of that word. Like, what?
We're going to find this
interoperability. Interoperability.
Well, listen.
When you hear these words, this is what they always do. A diaspora, I think FBI director said about ISIS, what that really means, they're going to spread across the
entire... Say that again?
I think it's like diaspora. There's going to be a diaspora. Some diaspora or something. It's like, you just had a saying to Congress that ISIS is going to spread all over the earth as soon as we deal with... their caliphate. They just said use a word like this. And this is another word they're using, saying, they're going to take all of our medical data and put it together in one particular place. What's that word mean?
It's defined as the ability of computer systems or software to exchange and make use of information.
And it tells about some examples here, right?
One example would be between devices made by different manufacturers, the ability of military equipment or groups to operate in conjunction with each other.
And the ability of systems or software to exchange and make decipher information. Yeah. And so, what they're basically saying is, you went to your doctor and you got, some medicine or whatever, and that's personal between you and your doctor, and there's laws right now that protect that.
Yeah.
The HIPAA laws, and they have to get your permission. That's why I asked you to sign the phone to pass it off. But once you put all this medical data in an online type secure environment, which they just got hacked during the last administration.
If they're hacking the banking system, the money, and they're getting into it,
right,
we know they're going to be able to hack into this. Well,
and the thing is, too, to understand that, some leaders get in place and they allow it to happen.
Yeah.
They allow, and when you're talking about spying on countries, well, Americans can't spy on Americans, and they're learning that right now. They're talking about the investigation. But you know what they do? They actually go to Canada and reportedly, Canada spies on us, England spies on us, and they can give us information about us. So when you put this data in there, it's going to be, once it's out there, and
it's
of course it's going that way. You can't buy or sell is what it talks about, in Revelation, what's going to happen in these days. But the question is, what do you do with this? Because we want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on globalization? What's your thoughts on, the automation, artificial intelligence? And it's very helpful. But look what we're giving up. We're giving up all of our, you have no private business anymore. It's all getting public. And some people think that's the best thing to have. The founder of Wikipedia is like that. But listen, comment below, write to us, email us. John, what's next?
When we get back from this break, you're going to hear about driverless cars. It's not in the future. It's now. As early as the end of 2019, you don't want to miss it. Join us when we get right back.
We'll be right back.
our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day
our daily bread.
Forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those
who sin against us.
And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom,
and the power and the glory,
forever and ever.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We had people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. Doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Driverless cars. Who would have ever thought? I mean, even teaching your children to drive, right?
Oh, yes.
And they're a human being.
Yes.
And they have, you know, your ideas. They've ridden with you for a while. Can you imagine getting in a car in New York and being driven? You know, it might be safer than the cab, you know.
I don't know. We've had some interesting.
You remember
experiences.
The cab? We got in the cab. We were going to watch, go to Fox News, yes, to be able to watch.
Get
something.
There quickly.
Yeah, and they're going the opposite direction, yeah. And you know, they knew that, and we discovered it when we saw Denver.
And the meter kept going up.
We made it just in time. We walked into Fox News. They're going like, "Who are these country bumpkins?" Yeah. But you know, you're looking at driverless cars. You know, Elon Musk is talking about, and he's the one that's just sending rockets up. The president just had Elon Musk's rockets on his table during a cabinet gathering. He's talking about, you know, and he's doing a great job of delivering payloads into space, and satellites are launching they're paying to use NASA launch areas and Houston launch areas, you know.
Which is unheard of. This is, yeah, countries only sent rockets and things into space.
Right.
This is a private company that's doing this.
So this is somebody that knows what they're talking about. And what he's saying is by the end of 2019, which is next year.
Moments away,
at the end of it, that everybody that thinks they're going to get a driver's license is not going to get one. Just a joke in here. But think about this, that they're going to have driverless cars. He says it's going to be 100 to 200% safer, John. Safer than human drivers. And you're thinking like, oh my goodness, how can you turn down safety? That's always for your safety, right? But he's saying, you know, this thing is going to be dominant in 18 months at the end of 2019. As a matter of fact, this is Elon Musk being interviewed, and this is the question that he's being asked about driverless cars and what he thinks about it.
I think probably by end of next year, self-driving will encompass essentially all modes of driving and be at least 100 to 200% safer than a person by the end of next year. We're talking like maybe 18 months from now.
By the end of next year.
Yeah.
And so,
well, people don't get that innovation is here. This is not a future thing. It's a now thing.
What'd you call it? You call it freight, a train, some kind of train?
Freight trains. Yeah, it's steamrolling.
You know, trains, you just can't stop trains.
Yeah.
And we're seeing how the prophetic fulfillment, you know, what's going to take place. You know, how in the world, when, you know, Revelation chapter 12 or 13 says that there's going to be a beast economy created by some demonic influence of some particular, you know, metropolis somewhere, and that you're not going to be able to buy or sell without that taking place. Well, that's happening right now. I mean, whoever used your credit card, yeah. your debit card or your yeah. your Apple Pay or all these different things. They're tracking all that.
They know where the data is. It reminds me of what the Prime Minister Netanyahu just spoke at APAC, and he said about in 2006, what led was the energy companies, one, you know, tech company.
Correct.
And 10 years later, it's completely flipped. And what's leading is all innovative companies, the Googles, right. the Apple, you know, all these social media, Facebook, and one energy company. It yeah. used to be that Exxon and GE were the leading companies in the world. They're right. ranked way below everyone else. Mm-hmm. It's changed. It's a different society.
Yeah, and everybody made everything about fuel. But the truth is, it's technology today. And
that's where the wealth is.
The top 10, five of them were the technology companies,
that's
which
right.
is like Amazon and Alphabet or Google and
Facebook, Apple, of course.
Netflix, or things, something like that. Anyway, it's happening right now where we're speaking. And you just can't stop this thing from going forward. You know, we want to hear from you in regards to what are you thinking about this? I mean, we can't buy or sell that's happening. But the thing about it is this, you know, that God's called us to go into the world, not to hide from it, and to be light in the midst even of darkness, to be able to tell people that God loves them, God has a plan for their life. This is something very important. So many people are trying to protect their life, John. Mm. And God's called us to lay our lives down. He said, imitate me. And so we're to lay our lives down for our neighbor, for a person, for a nation.
Right.
And so if in this where we're going, you're not going to be able to do that anyway. Hmm. And so you just want to be as vocal as you can and be as loving and kind as you can and let people know that God loves them and God's got a plan for their life. And, you know, we have a lot of you signing up from all around the world for, you know, an abiding plan. Jesus says in John chapter 15 that you can't accomplish anything outside of abiding with him. Listen, this is so important. You're in some very interesting days. And he says in the book of Revelation that you're going to need wisdom. Well, when you abide with God, when you abide with him, spend time with him, you know, he'll tell you. He'll just put an impression on you. He'll lead you. He'll direct you. You don't want to do anything without abiding with him. And a lot of people want to abide, John, but they just don't have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a free plan for you. It's at iabide.org. That's iabide.org. You go there, you request your plan, and no matter where you are in the world, it'll come to you instantly in your email. Well, I know we got something coming up about the banking. We've got to go to a break, and we're going to come back. John, tell us what's coming up after the break.
Well, listen, we get back from this break. We're going to hear about the author, Brett King of Augmented, as he talks about what's going to be the changes happening in banking. I know you have money. You don't want to miss it. Join us when we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
Much has been written about the power of positive thinking, and the concept is valid. Incredible things can be accomplished by those who are confident of their abilities and excited about their opportunities. People who are naturally upbeat are also more pleasant to be around, and they seem to get so much more out of life. So positive thinking is a good thing, no doubt about that. But I want to say a few words today about the power of negative thinking. It can be a good thing, too. It's negative thinking that leads me to buckle my seatbelt when I get in a car. I might have an accident and be badly hurt if I don't strap myself in. It's negative thinking that causes me to buy life insurance to protect my family. I could die suddenly and leave them in financial difficulty. There's nothing positive about that thought. It's negative thinking that encourages me to avoid addictive behaviors, such as the misuse of drugs or alcohol or tobacco. And how about the discipline of children? There are times when mild reprimands and punishment are necessary, but you couldn't call that a positive experience for the parent or the child. My point is that if you only deal with that which is positive, you'll have to deny or ignore about 50% of what goes on in real life. There's a place for positive thinking, to be sure, but negative thinking can be useful too. In fact, any kind of thinking is helpful if it's characterized by intelligence, creativity, and common sense.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. You just heard about, you know, augmented, but AI and
yes.
technology and globalization and all this. Banking as we know
yes.
it, it's already changing. People are like taking pictures of their checks, they're depositing, they're actually going to a bank itself. But everything is about to flip. I know the Lord told me this very specifically. He showed it to me in a vision that all the paper money on the earth, all was just literally being sucked up like there was a vacuum in heaven, and it was just flapping out from behind everything, and it was just going up. It looked like a mountain, you know, John. But it was actually money being sucked up, and all of a sudden it just caught on fire, and it was just burning paper money. And it's like, you know, it's amazing that, you know, God's letting us know what's happening. Now we're seeing this Bitcoin, all this different stuff happening.
Cryptocurrencies.
But banking as we know it is changing. As a matter of fact, the author of Augmented, John, what did he say?
Well, actually, we have a quote from him. He says, this is Brett King. He says, in financial technology, you have thousands of startups coming in and disrupting the distribution and the experience. And it's just not possible for banks to survive this transition.
And so banking as you know it, I want to encourage you, if you work at a bank, work hard, get promoted, because what you want to do is learn how to work with technology. You don't be the person saying, I don't like these computers. It's like, you got to learn how to work with technology, because you're still going to need somebody to push the buttons and somebody to be able to do the ledger on this thing and these different type of things. So we want to encourage you with that, you know, be inspired and understand that this is a moment that the economy is shifting, everything you know it is shifting. There's people that haven't bothered to educate themselves in this shift, and your responsibility is to shift well and bring them over, you know, into the shift, because it's all switching as you know. It's amazing how quickly and rapidly 2019 driverless cars, I mean, banking is changing. Only in America has it slowed down, because other third world countries have been doing banking on their phones, you know, since it started.
Yeah, I believe Japan's doing cryptocurrency now.
Yeah, wow.
Amazing, amazing. Well, listen, it's time for a VFNKB success secret.
Yeah.
This VFNKB success secret is really, it's leaders are readers. And Dolly Parton has done a tremendous work with her organization, Imagination Library. They've delivered over 100 million books, Greg, to children from ages 0 to 5. And it's an amazing thing. In fact, I want you to hear from her as she shares why she started this and the impact that they're wanting to have. Watch this.
What inspired you to even start this?
Well, this actually started many years ago when my dad was still alive. As you know, I'm from a big family, country people, and all the people in that area, usually they don't get to go to school, especially during my dad's time. My dad was from a big old family, and so he didn't get to go to school, so Daddy couldn't read and write. And that always troubled him and bothered him. And so I wanted to do something special for him, so I got the idea to start this program and let my dad help me with it. Mm. And he got to live long enough to hear the kids call me the book lady,
That's so funny.
It do good. So yesterday when I was at the Library of Congress, I donated the little book, Coat of Many Colors, that's going to be there forever. And that's a story about my mom, a true story from my childhood, the Coat of Many Colors, where she'd made a little coat for me and told me the story about Joseph from the Bible to make me proud of the little ragged coat. So yesterday when we put the book in the Library of Congress and that whole 100 millionth book, I really felt like Mom and Daddy was just up there looking down thinking, you go, you know. And so I felt really proud that I could honor Mama and Daddy with that whole thing yesterday. But the Imagination Library is a wonderful thing.
Donating your book to the Library of Congress.
Well, it felt good because I've been around a long time, and when you're younger and in the business, you never know, you know, how you're going to turn out and what's going to happen in your life and what good you hope you leave behind. But when things like that happen, it makes you feel proud. It makes me feel proud of who I am, where I'm from, and of my people, and the fact that I am in a position to help people, and especially the kids, because I love kids. And if kids can learn to read, like my dad, you know, if he could have read, even if he couldn't afford to go to college or anything, you can find a book on anything you're interested in if you can read. So that's why it's so important to me, because if you can teach children to read, that teaches them to dream. And if you can dream, you can be successful. And if you're successful, then you've got a good life ahead of you.
That
so hopefully this will all work.
That is so awesome. You know, this technology is happening today. People can actually go a long time without actually having to read something.
Oh, this is true. Because you have electronic devices that actually read to you.
Yes, and so it's so important. Don't give up reading. I like what she said here. Take a look at this. This is a success secret. If you can read, you can dream. And if you can dream, you can succeed. And if you are successful, you can have a good life ahead of you. You know, what happens when somebody wants to oppress a nation, oppress a people, like slavery, all those different types of things, when they start saying, nah, you don't need to read, just go play a musical instrument.
Right.
You need to learn to read. It was very specific. We had a program called America, How We Got Here and How We Stay Here. And it was based off people's ability to read, because the Bible was held back from the people during those days. And some particular people took time to be able to transcribe the Bible, where the common plowman, it was Tyndale and some others,
Wycliffe,
to write it where everybody could read the Bible. Well, that's when everything started switching. America became possible because when they read the Bible, began to read it, they realized that God was the one who actually gives rights, and that if we make the Lord our God, then He'll watch over our nation, because it says in Scripture that He'll decide whether a nation will rise up or a nation would fall. Mm. And the people were being persecuted and pushed out by the people who were holding back the Word, but they left with the Word of God. We call them the Pilgrims, but they came over with the Bible, with the Word of God, and discovered, you know, a piece of a property. The only reason they're trying to get there, because the people that were holding back the Word, that wouldn't let them read, when they read it, they wanted to keep reading and do what the Word said.
Thank God they were able to read.
Yes.
We owe our nation to the fact that they were able to read and obey what was written.
Right, and it's so important here to learn how to read. You know, Pharaoh taught his people, taught Moses how to read, obviously, because you know, he was brought in as a young infant child into Pharaoh's household. Just learn to read.
And not just read anything. I mean,
you
learn to read things that are going to help you, to develop you, you know, and get you the knowledge that you need to be successful in your sphere. I know several folks that read 2 to 3 books, you know, at a time. That may not be you. Maybe you read one book. But start a pattern to start educating yourself and expand your knowledge and your experiences.
There's one thing we have for you that really, any topic that you could probably imagine for over the years that we've been here, you can go to vfnkb.com and go to the torch there, the VFN torch, and begin to just read interesting things that you're interested in, whether it's baseball, whether it's education, whether it's government, you know, whatever it is.
In fact, we have over 6,000 individualized segments that you can read and be updated
on. No doubt. And we're coming to an end right here. We just want to encourage you. Thank you, Dolly Parton, for over 100 million books. And as a matter of fact, you can go to her website. You can see it on the screen right here. You can sign up for the program if you're 5 or below, and you can
get
children,
it correct.
For children, and they'll send you books. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we just pray a blessing over our community right now as they're watching, Lord, that you would comfort them, that you would bring healing in their life, Father God, that you would inspire them, give them the wisdom that they need during this day with all this technology and this globalization, what they're supposed to do, God. And we just declare and we decree by faith, Lord God, that abortion has ended in America, that the revival is here in America, and we decree that the third great awakening is here as we get an agreement in heaven, because you've told us, Lord, to pray your will that's in heaven here on earth. God, we say it is in Jesus' name. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.